Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
I'm well, Regina. How are you and our listeners?
It's wonderful, wonderful. I'm embracing it. It's fall.
Yes, officially fall.
Yes, officially fall.
Which means lots of great activities. And thank you. It's always good to drink or listen to High Desert Dialogue with a cup of tea or coffee, right?
That's right. In the morning.
There you go.
And so, you know, Roxanne, this month, between September 15th and October 15th, we celebrate and recognize Hispanic Heritage Month. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing that this morning with just a wonderful, dynamic, energetic, I use this word, vivacious woman, Angie Lopez, who is a local business owner. She's also an author, and she carries a couple of queen titles as well, officially a queen. So we want to say welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Queen Angie.
Good morning, Angie. Hi, good morning. Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you so much to think about me. And it was an honor to be here. It's a lot to me and my family and my friends, and thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here. So, Angie, as I said, you know, this is Hispanic Heritage Month. And so I want you to talk to us a little bit about what that means to you, and particularly as a very successful Latina. What does the celebration, the recognition of your heritage mean to you?
First, this is something big, you know, being in this country and being Latina woman and here with our people, and this means a lot, because this means somebody care about us. I feel in like honor, and I feel like represent my people, my Latina women, my Latina people. That's a lot to me, and work every day for that.
And I know, Angie, you have done a lot in the community. You have a successful business. As a matter of fact, your business is
Angie's Angels Cleaning.
Angie's Angels Cleaning. I know people see the beautiful cars and trucks that are wrapped with that, with your logo. But you have done a lot, because your story is a story of coming here very much from humble beginnings, and really building yourself up into being quite successful with your business. And that has led you to a lot of different things. But most recently, you are an author. You have participated in a book, right?
Definitely, yes. Yeah.
Tell me about the book.
Oh, that's an amazing experience to me. We start writing the book about my life, about how we do come this country with kids, with the English. Mm-hmm. I start the battle like nothing, and created a business. And the time we start creating the business, we try to live, to pay university, to work for the kids. Mm-hmm. But in the time you create it, in the process, you see it's a lot of people in the same situation. Mm-hmm. So you start creating, help people with jobs. You know, it's like, that's so amazing. The first time, you don't even thinking. You're only asking God, help me to help my family. But in the like I say again, in the process, you be start help people. And then it's like, like you say, you give, and God back to you whatever you need.
Yes.
That's amazing. So you give and help my Latina people, help myself, help my family, and God give it to, and make
yes.
it grow.
And I know particularly you have a very soft spot for women, right?
Yes.
And I know that you have done an amazing amount of work to help other Latina women. to either go back to school, to get gainfully employed, encouraging them to really follow their dreams and know that it's real. It's really possible. Let me ask you something. Where does that strength come from?
Everything comes from God first, and okay. second one for my kids, okay. my family. That's help me every day to try and make it. It's not only try, so you have to make it. So that help you, only God give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, when you can give something you don't have, you have to have God in your heart,
mm-hmm.
so you give your heart. You can have to have a actions,
mm-hmm.
business, everything is together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the moment you decide to go and believe in God and help people, all blessing come into your house, to your work, to your business.
Right. And be able to make the commitment that you've got to start somewhere, no matter how small, but continue to stay working at that thing, right? And building on that. So tell me about the book. What's the name of the book, and what can people expect to learn from your story?
Yeah, that's a wonderful book. It's called Inspiring Women's.
Okay.
So we put together like maybe five with women's wonderful with good studies.
Mm-hmm.
So it can teach something to us, to our community.
Mm-hmm.
So when they read the study, it can see, oh, I can be like this person.
Mm-hmm.
So if she start from zero, and right now this in this point, how did she did it? How did she do? What was the tools she used to be in that position? So that book is like somebody read it, they can see it's not easy, but you can do it.
Right.
And they help. They help. You can see going to start reading and be how things is hard to easy if you you believe in yourself.
Right.
If you go into that, it's details about how start a life, how you start this. How you come in with that. It's like I give you more tool. That's really interesting.
Okay.
Because it's not only me. It's other women's. And right now, kind of have the same story.
Okay. So how can people get the book if they're interested in getting the book?
Actually, this is in Amazon already. Kind
oh,
of.
Okay.
I think so you can look at Spiding Women's. And this I have. You can contact me. I can give you what is the places they can get it, or even I can send it free.
Okay.
That was in English and in Spanish.
And so one of the things I wanted to talk about, because I don't know how well the community knows this or not, but you do a lot of guest speaking and keynote speaking and speaking to groups to bring inspiration and motivation and just sharing your experience, because you and I have had an opportunity to talk several times, and I know that your heart is that if you can do it, and then God can bless you to do it, anybody else can do it. It's just a matter of putting your mind to it and being committed, right? And so how can people reach out to you if they're interested in maybe having you come and talk to their group, share some of your experience and inspiration? And that energy that you have, right?
That's amazing.
That's what I want to bottle, is that energy. So how can they reach out to you directly?
Yeah, they can see our social media. You can contact Angie Lopez or even our businesses, Angie's Angels Cleaning. And they can see more about us. Like, thank you, God, we've been speakers in Coast State Seminar. We've been speakers in a lot of women's events,
mm-hmm.
and they contact to us. We always talk about how Latina women can incorporate in the business and be a mother,
mm-hmm.
and be a queen. That's
yes.
important, because when the women start feel, I can do this. I can have my house beautiful, clean it. I can have my family and university and church and everything. But at the same time, I can be a queen.
Right.
That's the point when we do a speaker, when we help the people. Believe me, is that a wonderful experience with the people feel similar with me and start be happy and start make a question and start, how do you do that?
Right.
And me, it made me so happy to help if they need it, or if they need any speaker or any help. So you can contact me anytime on social media. It's really easy to find it. Only if you got it in YouTube, Angie Lopez, or Facebook, or Google.
Okay. All right. And then you said a couple of things now. I know you have three sons, right?
Yeah, and one daughter, of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so all of your children are university educated?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you did that as a single mom.
Of course.
Right?
Yes.
At the same time, building a business and continuing to make a safe, healthy home for them. You did all of that. And you also carry the title of queen. Tell us about some of the queen titles that you carry.
Oh, my God. That was amazing and wonderful experience, you know, like a mother for four kids, like a Latina. Like you can see my Spanglish I do every day, believing like that. Because when I come here with the English and participate in the big pageants in Beverly Hills, in Hollywood, whatever it says, the queens, the princess. And I was the Cinderella. I don't think, who's the Cinderella come for high desert to fight with all these rich queens and beautiful? And I feel like what I'm doing here. But, you know, I believe myself. I've been practicing modernly for that time. And for me, that can happen. Pageant, that kind of crying, like I make me win is more than that. Because that pageant talk about you are the mother, you have a business, good business, you have your kids and education, so it's all complete.
Yeah.
If you am that young girl's beautiful and you got a crown, Miss Latina, global, that's only be a beautiful no. That particular crying, it made me be honored to be in 2019, Mrs. Latina Global is a role model for a lot of Latinas to understand to be beautiful is not enough. To be rich is not enough. To be a mother is not enough. You have to have all compliments together to show the world, your people believe in you. You can have all this together. It's not easy, but at for win Mrs. Latina Global and represent all my Latinas in this country.
Yeah.
That was a lot to me.
Amazing. So, Roxanne, we have royalty, Miss
Latina
Global.
I know. I want to come back and hear more about this.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Well, Angie, before we let you go, we want to find out if there's a few words of inspiration or motivation that you can leave us with, especially as, you know, there's a spotlight this month on Hispanic heritage and, you know, really something that will encourage and maybe inspire somebody that may be thinking like, you know, having a bad day and maybe, you know, I don't feel like that I'm going to be quite successful or maybe I should give up, right?
Perfect.
Would love for you to just share some words of encouragement.
Yeah, definitely. I want to, every single woman, not only my Latinas, understand God created us beautiful in and out. So when they wake up and see in the mirror themselves and see how magic we are and understand with power and actions, you do everything you want. So believe in God. Believe yourself.
Yes.
Believe you can do everything. Nobody can stop you. Love yourself. Love your business. Love your kids. And put everything. And believe me, you can see the results. But remember, we are perfect like God make us. And every single person, even. But I was right now talking about my Latina people, about my Latina girls, people. Believe yourself.
Yes.
And wake up. Wash your face. Stand up. And give it the word what they expect for you.
Yes.
You never give up in everything you want to do.
Just keep moving.
That's it. And believe in God. Believe yourself. And you can see the results.
Yes. Well, Angie, we want to thank you for coming in today and sharing with us. You are always a great source of energy and inspiration. And so we appreciate you. Queen,
yes,
Angie.
Queen.
And we hope that you will come back, especially, Roxanne, what do you think during Hispanic or Women's
Women's History Month. Exactly.
Next year.
We want to hear more about your journeys here.
Yeah, we can use that. So we'll hope that you'll continue to be a friend of this show and come and share with us your words of inspiration and let us know the wonderful things you continue to do, because I'm sure there's another book in you, right?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity to be here, and hope if you're somebody listen to us and listen this, help them to give you to your soul, to your life, some hopes.
Yes.
And understand how we can be powered together. All Latinas, all people, I say because I'm Latina and I'm so proud of that, we can do so much if we are together.
Right.
And then, like I say, and we're very happy to help any come to me. Believe me, if somebody come to me, if I can help, I do with my heart. If you know, I look in the way to help.
Yes.
That's because when you help each other and help others, we can be strong.
Yes.
And we can be the difference.
Our community.
And thank you so much. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you.
Welcome. Well, thank you.
It's been a fun weekend of great interviews. And now let's take a look at our community calendar, because it's going to be a fun weekend of Halloween and fall events all around the high deserts. The Harvest Festival and Haunted Hayrides at Mojave Narrows Regional Park taking place on Saturday, October 11th from 3 to 9 p.m. I'm excited about this event, the 22nd annual Apple Valley Air Show and Napa Auto Parts Car Show happening on Saturday, October 11th at the Apple Valley Airport. There's also going to be a community-wide yard sale in the city of Adelanto, Sell, Shop, and Save, October 10th through the 12th, dusk to dawn. Hellendale Night Out at the Concerts in the Park series continues. Live music, displays, resources, fire vehicles, food trucks, and much more. On October the 11th, 5 to 8 p.m., the safety demos, and 6 to 9 p.m., the concert will be taking place. Music by Radio Ready, Top 40 and Pop, and much more. All happening in Hellendale on Wild Road, 6 to 9 p.m. And our friends from the San Bernardino County Museum and the High Desert Quilters Peace Corps presents Quilting Calaveras, October 11th, 11 to 3 p.m. at the Victor Valley Museum, quilt raffles and giveaways, demonstrations, and much more. Plus a fall festival, the third annual event, 12 to 4 p.m. at the St. George the Great Martyr Orthodox Church on Main Street in Hesperia, food trucks, Mediterranean desserts, raffles, vendors, and much more. October 11th. And the Redeemer Church is having a craft fair on Saturday, October 11th, 9 to 2 p.m. at 22434 Nisqually Road in Apple Valley. Admission is free. And on Sunday, October 12th, from 11 to 4 p.m., Crafts, Cars, Eats, and Treats community event. It's going to be a fundraiser to benefit the Sultana Marching Band, all happening at Sultana High School at 17311 Sultana Street in Hesperia. Holiday Boutique, Car Show, Clothing Drive, and much more. This is happening on Sunday. So many cool events, right? If you want to find out more, check out our community calendar and our station's Facebook pages. It's been a fun weekend of great interviews. And now let's take a look at our community calendar, because it's going to be a fun weekend of Halloween and fall events all around the high deserts. The Harvest Festival and Haunted Hayrides at Mojave Narrows Regional Park taking place on Saturday, October 11th from 3 to 9 p.m. I'm excited about this event, the 22nd annual Apple Valley Air Show and Napa Auto Parts Car Show happening on Saturday, October 11th at the Apple Valley Airport. There's also going to be a community-wide yard sale in the city of Adelanto, Sell, Shop, and Save, October 10th through the 12th, dusk to dawn. Hellendale Night Out at the Concerts in the Park series continues. Live music, displays, resources, fire vehicles, food trucks, and much more. On October the 11th, 5 to 8 p.m., the safety demos, and 6 to 9 p.m., the concert will be taking place. Music by Radio Ready, Top 40 and Pop, and much more. All happening in Hellendale on Wild Road, 6 to 9 p.m. And our friends from the San Bernardino County Museum and the High Desert Quilters Peace Corps presents Quilting Calaveras, October 11th, 11 to 3 p.m. at the Victor Valley Museum, quilt raffles and giveaways, demonstrations, and much more. Plus a fall festival, the third annual event, 12 to 4 p.m. at the St. George the Great Martyr Orthodox Church on Main Street in Hesperia, food trucks, Mediterranean desserts, raffles, vendors, and much more. October 11th. And the Redeemer Church is having a craft fair on Saturday, October 11th, 9 to 2 p.m. at 22434 Nisqually Road in Apple Valley. Admission is free. And on Sunday, October 12th, from 11 to 4 p.m., Crafts, Cars, Eats, and Treats community event. It's going to be a fundraiser to benefit the Sultana Marching Band, all happening at Sultana High School at 17311 Sultana Street in Hesperia. Holiday Boutique, Car Show, Clothing Drive, and much more. This is happening on Sunday. So many cool events, right? If you want to find out more, check out our community calendar and our station's Facebook pages. It's been a fun weekend of great interviews. And now let's take a look at our community calendar, because it's going to be a fun weekend of Halloween and fall events all around the high deserts. The Harvest Festival and Haunted Hayrides at Mojave Narrows Regional Park taking place on Saturday, October 11th from 3 to 9 p.m. I'm excited about this event, the 22nd annual Apple Valley Air Show and Napa Auto Parts Car Show happening on Saturday, October 11th at the Apple Valley Airport. There's also going to be a community-wide yard sale in the city of Adelanto. Sell, shop, and save October 10th through the 12th, dusk to dawn. Hellendale Night Out at the Concerts in the Park series continues. Live music, displays, resources, fire vehicles, food trucks, and much more. On October the 11th, 5 to 8 p.m., the safety demos, and 6 to 9 p.m., the concert will be taking place. Music by Radio Ready, Top 40 and Pop, and much more. All happening in Hellendale on Wild Road, 6 to 9 p.m. And our friends from the San Bernardino County Museum and the High Desert Quilters Peace Corps presents Quilting Calaveras, October 11th, 11 to 3 p.m. at the Victor Valley Museum. Quilt raffles and giveaways, demonstrations, and much more. Plus a fall festival, the third annual event, 12 to 4 p.m. at the St. George the Great Martyr Orthodox Church on Main Street in Hesperia. Food trucks, Mediterranean desserts, raffles, vendors, and much more. October 11th. And the Redeemer Church is having a craft fair on Saturday, October 11th, 9 to 2 p.m. at 22434 Nisqually Road in Apple Valley. Admission is free. And on Sunday, October 12th, from 11 to 4 p.m., Crafts, Cars, Eats, and Treats community event. It's going to be a fundraiser to benefit the Sultana Marching Band, all happening at Sultana High School at 17311 Sultana Street in Hesperia. Holiday Boutique, Car Show, Clothing Drive, and much more. This is happening on Sunday. So many cool events, right? If you want to find out more, check out our community calendar and our station's Facebook pages. Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.